Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and look and see how futures are trading. In Kansas City, July wheat at 677 and three quarters is up 1.5. September, 692.5, up 2. July wheat in Chicago at 646 is down 2.5. September, 655.25, down 2.5. July corn, 680.25, up 1. September, 543.25, down 4. And December at 506.25, down 4.75, now 4.5. July soybeans are 1573, up 8.5. September, 1302, down 1.25. November at 1247.75, down 4.25. July soybean meal, 492, up 170. September, $4.50, down 20. July soybean oil, 46.37, down a nickel. September at 45.90 is down 1. August live cattle, 122.05, up 2.5. August feeders, 150.10, up 65. And July lean hogs are $100.95, and they are down 32.5.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
A trio of federal lawmakers have asked the U.S. Government Accountability Office to examine the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's practice of entering into legal settlements with non-governmental organizations that ultimately lead to rulemaking on a wide variety of environmental statutes. The letter, signed by Representatives Fred Upton and Ed Whitfield and Tim Murphy, all Republicans, said that between 1995 and 2010, the U.S. Department of Justice represented EPA in about 2,500 cases, the majority involving the Clean Air Act. The congressmen are asking the GAO to identify what types of EPA rulemaking settlements or consent decrees are publicly accessible and open to public comment before being finalized. In addition, the lawmakers want to know how EPA and the DOJ seek public input before entering settlements or consent decrees that result in EPA rulemaking. USDA says that also today, the USDA is close to making a decision on whether to approve a proposed rule that requires weekly reporting of U.S. exports of dry distillers grains. USDA says that a final decision should come within the next 2 weeks. Joining us now on the phone is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Morning, Dave.
Looks like we're seeing follow-through on the trend directions that we saw on Friday. Old crop soybeans higher, new crop soybeans and corn lower.
Yeah, we continue to look at tightness in the old crop. Bull spreads moving out to some historically wide levels. No deliveries on the horizon, especially for corn. And we're in a situation where we're going to keep this old expiring July contract on corn and beans in a firm position here, and as we see those contracts wind down at the end of next week. New crop, some moisture around, so awful hard to get real bullish, even though there's some flooded out areas and there's some crop that's, late for the most part. It's quite different from a year ago at this time. We were looking at the pattern turning extremely dry. Fireworks were canceled and were a concern in some areas because of the too dry weather. This year is a little bit of the opposite at the moment here. So two different crop, two different tails, and stories, that is, and see how we go in here. But it appears that with the acreage and stocks report out of the way, the next report we'll be looking forward to would be the monthly supply-demand balance sheet here in July.
And that would be a report that producers would probably begin to hone in on what USDA is thinking regarding yield prospects, I would think.
Well, yield, it's a big mover. It's going to move the bottom line quite a bit. However, though, the story continues to unfold about the big fluff or big cushion they have built into the corn demand picture. And, you know, they've got a lot of cushion to work with when you've got demand increasing 1.7, 1.8 billion bushels over a year ago. And, you know, especially on the feed side, you know, all along we've stated that, you know, feed use is miscellaneous category and always will be. But just for example, last Friday you had the hog and pig report that didn't show any expansion at all. And, you know, in order to get expansion, we need grain values go a little lower here to encourage to expand or feed the heavier weight to get that feed usage category up. So the most vulnerable is probably the corn supply-demand balance sheet. Where's the beans? You look at past history and what they've done, they don't have that much cushion or a bigger demand base compared to a year ago in perspective to what the corn is.
So the question then becomes, does sub-$5 corn build the base as much as USDA suggests will get built?
Well, short term, I think we've overdone it to the downside here. If you look at the all-time high, all-time low, the high in D's corn, 665, the low is 401 back a couple years ago. It's $5, 501, 62% back down to that low. And psychology-wise, you know, $5, you know, could hopefully hold here. Get some type of, you know, recovery bounce off that. Eventually, longer term, if no disaster anywhere in the world, corn's going to probably drift on lower into that mid-$4 level. In the meantime, though, we feel the market's going to have some ups and some downs, going to offer some opportunities for the both bull and the bear. It's just a matter of taking advantage of it.
There's a lot of corn out there, including in the world, with the Ukraine and Brazil. I guess part of the function of the market will be to discourage these foreign competitors from planting big corn crops in the next marketing year, too.
Well, that's the thing. Well, there's profit, there's opportunity, biggest example here, we saw a lot of acreage be plowed up to be put into production. A lot of CRP ground come out, and people are in it to make some money and to have hopefully a good time making some money, and that opportunity is there to take advantage of. So the risk continues to be to the downside as a producer, and we continue to look at, putting a price floor in and protecting it, especially $5. On the board. I know cash is already below $5, and that's kind of disheartening, but for the most part, you need to really protect that $5 corn benchmark.
Thank you much, Kurt.
All right, Dave, take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, July wheat in Kansas City, 677 and a quarter, up one. September, 691 and three quarters, up one and a quarter. July wheat in Chicago, 645 and a quarter, down three and a quarter. September, 655 and a quarter, down two and a half. July corn, 681 and a half, up two and a quarter. September, 544 and a half, down two and three quarters. December, 507, down four. July beans, 1570, up five and a half. September, 1299 and a quarter, down four. November, 1246, down six. July soybean meal, 489.20 down 110. September, 399.60 down 110. July soybean oil, 46.35 down 7. September, 45.89 down 2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.